This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is going to be an amazing weekend. First of all, today's Friday, the whole day, so it's awesome. And then tomorrow from 12:30 to 2:30, you can go hook up with Bryn.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
At the Pet Food Express, Sequoia Station.
That, Redwood City. So you're there with they're having a whole adoption event. Mm-hmm. If you ever thought to yourself, you know what, I really want a rat. They have those up for adoption. Probably other stuff, too.
Called Ratty Rats.
Ratty Rats?
Yeah.
Oh.
So they're trying to drive traffic and excitement to their adoption event, you know.
Well, listen, rats need homes, too. And they're smart and they're cleaned. And even though, you know, we're not talking about city rats. We're talking about country rats, you know, nice rats. Friendly, smart, cuddly.
I'm going to learn a bunch, so maybe you can come out and learn with me.
Maybe you'll come home with a rat.
Maybe I will. Actually, I'm going to post this really cool picture of me with the rat on my head, like a ratatouille.
Oh.
That
have like one of those
made for us.
Oh, funny.
He just sends me.
Like a chef's toque or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Holding a toque and holding the rats on top of my head. So I'll put that up on the Alice.
Please do. Put that up there. And they've got a little contest going on. You can win a Pet Food Express gift card. So find out all the details and hit up Bryn tomorrow. Sequoia Station, Redwood City, Pet Food Express, 12:30 to 2:30. Don't miss out. Don't miss it. Oh, you're so fun to hang out with.
Oh, am I?
John's always saying how much he misses you.
I try to be fun. Yeah. Just come on and hang out. I mean, it'll be super relaxed. Take a picture. You might get a gift card. So that's great.
All right, I got something for Sandy, and I got something for Vinny.
Let's do this.
So Sandy, hey, you're listening. This Sandy is Vin's mom, and she's a nice lady, and she likes to watch TV that doesn't upset her, that no one's in peril, and where, you know, the worst thing that happens to you is maybe your heart gets broken. But then don't worry, by the end, you're all fixed up.
Right.
You know, happy ending stories. Everything is going to be okay stories. So this year's Hallmark Holiday movie lineup, they have 40 new movies coming for the holiday season.
Wow.
40 of them. And when the holiday season, I believe, encompasses Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. But also Kwanzaa and Hanukkah, the Chinese American culture.
I think it's safe to say the holidays are beginning right now.
Sure. I mean, right? I would think... Yep. The holiday season starts with Labor Day, Vin.
I agree.
We're out of the summer. Screw that summer.
Right.
So this all starts on October 21st. The onslaught begins. So Sandy, buckle in, get your popcorn, nice cool drink, some lemonade maybe. So they're going all in on diversity, which is actually great. There are two movies celebrating Chinese American culture. It's called A Big Fat Family Christmas and another one called Christmas at the Golden Dragon. Fantastic. Yeah. Then there's Hanukkah on Rye. Adorable. And their first Kwanzaa movie, Holiday Heritage. And speaking of first, there's something called The Holiday Sitter, and it's the first Hallmark Christmas movie to focus on an LGBTQ couple.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Meanwhile, Lacey Chabert, or however you say her name, she was the youngest daughter on Party of Five. Remember that show?
Oh,
back in the day?
Yep. I do.
She was also Mean Girls.
Was she in Mean Girls?
She kept trying to make Fetch happen or something. Anyway, she's going to return for her record 12th movie, Haul Out the Holly. Haul Out the Holly. Haul it out.
Oh, haul, like bring it out.
Yep.
Like,
haul out the holly.
Okay, got it.
Let's get this Christmas going here. There are 40 new movies. I'm not going to do them all. But if you would like to peruse them, Sandy, just go to Hallmark.com, I guess. They have a whole slate of them. Yeah, looks like there's a rundown on Variety.com. There you go, Sandy. That's just for you.
Thank you. I'm sure she will get back to me and with a thank you also. She's a big fan of the show.
I would appreciate it if Sandy wrote us a brief review of each of the Hallmark movies that she watches, because then people will know what they should look at.
I can answer for her, although I would also answer my answer. She will say something like, I don't have time for that. And my answer will be, oh, yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then she will say, well, I've got to walk shadow. And then I've got to
make myself a nice light lunch.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go take the car and put gas in that.
To her credit, and I've been there before, because for a minute I was out of work, and you do learn to pace yourself. When you have empty days, you start
to get it all done at once.
Right. We can't rush through this. Let's do one thing and see where we're at.
Right. And then take a breather.
Yep.
And decide if we can fit something else into this day.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's a profession. You got to be kind of professional about being not having a job.
Right. That's true. Has she ever thought about going and getting a job? Go be a greeter at Walmart or something?
No, she did. She actually has worked at Walmart when my dad was still alive. But no, she loves her life.
Good.
She has a good...
You know what? That's the best thing you can say about someone.
Yep. She loves her life. She's happy. I mean, I'm sure she'd rather some things be different. But overall, she's a grateful person.
Good. No wonder she loves these positive, everything's going to be all right movies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing for you.
Oh, thank you.
Remember Caddyshack?
Yeah. So Caddyshack is one of my all-time favorite movies, and it probably doesn't hold up. I haven't seen it in a while. I would guess that's one of the movies that would be, there's got to be stuff in there that you'd just go, oh, you can't be re-showing that now.
No, you can. That movie's absolutely fine.
Okay, good.
In that movie, there's a yacht, and it's called Seafood. And it's Rodney Dangerfield's character's yacht. And he runs it into Ted Knight's character's yacht and ruins Ted Knight's yacht. And then he's all mad because he got a little scratch on his anchor. You might recall all this.
Yeah. Oh,
you know.
Yes.
Sure.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. So that, well, there's Ted Knight on his own yacht, apparently.
Ted Knight. So
I
good.
Know. He died too soon. I liked Ted. Ted Knight was, what was his name on the Mary Tyler Moore show?
I don't know, but he looked old his whole life.
So there goes Seafood running on by and takes Rodney's boat and tosses it basically into the dock. So it's fantastic. So that boat, Seafood.
Mm-hmm. Ted Baxter.
Ted Baxter. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Here he comes. He's coming right at him. What's he going to do? Oh, no. He's going too fast. He can't slow out. Oh, what's going to happen? You're smashing into my boat, drops the anchor, and oh, no, you scratched my anchor. But the anchor just went through the boat. Okay, so that boat, to me, Ted Baxter's boat looks like just sort of a big fishing boat, but I don't really know what qualifies as a yacht and what doesn't. It's apparently 60 feet long. It's a 1979 Stryker for any something that means does that mean something to people who are boat enthusiasts?
I'm not a boat guy. I can't. I'm an ocean guy, but I've never owned a boat.
So it was brand new when they filmed this movie. The movie came out in 1980. And so now it's a 42-year-old boat and it's still called Seafood.
Okay.
Just like it was in the movie. You know, sometimes they paint over that, but no. The boat has had some work done to it and even comes with a little cardboard cutout of Rodney and some other Caddyshack memorabilia. And you can have it for the low, low price of, it does look yachty. It is. Mm-hmm. It's not even a little yachty. It's
good one.
Little yachty.
Thank you.
I didn't realize that. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
We're going to drum hit. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Double drum hit. You can buy that boat now for the low, low price of. What does it cost for a 60-foot, 42-year-old yacht, Ben? What do you think?
That was featured in a movie, which I guess they think will make that more desirable. I'm going to say that is a $150,000 boat.
Oh. It's a $350,000 boat.
Oh.
But even at $350,000, I thought to myself, well, if you were a huge Caddyshack fan and you needed a place to live.
Oh, this is my home now? Well,
I mean, who is saying, most people don't get $350,000 boats unless they have so much money.
This isn't being put out there for the regular Joe. This is a Chris Kelly, you know, passion thing. This is like,
Plenty of people live on boats.
And I have loads of money. I'll take that thing.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I'll put it in the backyard for the kids to play with.
I'll just add it to my fleet, and then we'll take it out on the 4th of July and just sit in the bay on our 12 different boats.
Yeah, right. I'm going to help my friend's yacht. This is just decoration for my yard.
I just watched. I follow Klay Thompson on Instagram. He's a basketballer for the Warriors, Sarah, and he likes to boat. There's a guy who's got the money for the Caddyshack yacht. Mm. So on his Instagram, he's always out on the bay.
Klay, you listening? You can have the Caddyshack boat.
Klay, if you're listening, you need to call our show and be on, please.
Yeah. Forget this calling into the game. We're the big sister station to the little brother station, the game. Alice is the game.
Oh, God, please call so that they'll be like, how did they? We're the warrior station. Now we got to post a picture of Klay on our sister station.
Klay, please call us right
please.
Now.
Please.
Any warrior,
Alex,
call us.
Make sure you're watching the phone, please.
I'm keeping an eye on it.
Okay, good. Anything?
Not yet.
You calling
yet? No, not yet, but we're just going to stare at this phone.
Oh,
for the,
Klay,
for the
in case you need it, the phone number's 415. No, it's 800-400-3697. All right, next up. You know what? I'm going to hit a couple things. Let me just get through these really quick. First of all, Bob Saget, so the scleroderma fundraiser, his friends took it over and they raised $1.2 million. Oh. Lots of luminaries on there. I'm looking at John Mayer. You got Jeff Ross. Dave Chappelle stopped by. Howie Mandel. Joel McHale. They raised money. They performed. They did auctions and they raised $1.2 million. Sylvester Stallone and Jennifer Flavin. They're divorcing, and there's no prenup.
Wait. Are you sure the story's not that they're getting back together?
They're not. Here's what TMZ says about this, that they have decided because if they enter all this stuff into the paperwork, because there's no prenup, so eventually whatever they settle on, they need to settle on it privately unless they want it to be in the public domain. So they need to hash that out, and they're going to do that with lawyers and intermediaries or however they're going to do it, and then they're going to proceed with the divorce. So while it might seem like, because you're not seeing a lot about this, that it isn't happening, apparently it is happening, and because there's no prenup, they're having to do it. Which is the, if you can do it, if you can keep it together and not be in a big fight constantly, sure, hash it out. There's plenty of money to go around there.
You know, I'm a Stallone fan. You know I love Rocky.
Yep.
I've watched a lot of his movies. I like the guy.
Mm-hmm.
One of the all-time most childish moves I've ever seen a grown man do is covering the tattoo of his wife with a tattoo of a dog.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
He actually went back and changed eyes that she had. He had another tattoo, and it was her eyes, like, looking through a... It was just her eyes, basically. And he changed that into a cheetah and made the eyes the cheetah's
eyes. Are you serious?
Yeah. So a dog and a cat.
So he healed up and went back and got another one. Good God, man.
Sounds like it. All right, moving on. We got Kanye West in the news today. There was a little preview for an interview that I think is going to air in prime time, but they aired a piece of it in Good Morning America. And he was talking about how he's had to fight for his voice as a, quote, co-creator of his children.
Do you feel you have a voice as you're co-parenting now?
I do have a voice, but I had to fight for it. That hurts you when you have to, like, scream about what your kids are wearing. And it's just little nuances where there was a parallel to what was happening at Gap, what was happening at Adidas, and what was happening in my home. It was all a kind of a disregard for the voice of something that I co-created. I co-created the children. I co-created the product at Adidas. I co-created the product at Gap. There's a parallel, and the parallel does touch on discrimination.
Even within your marriage?
Yeah. I want my kids to go to Donda, and I have to fight for a say-so.
So he has founded a school. It's called the Donda Academy. I guess she was a professor. His mom was a teacher and a professor. Mm-hmm. And Kim is like, no, our kids are going to go to regular school. And he's all, let's make a compromise. And by the way, how sane does he sound? He sounds so normal in that interview. Mm-hmm. He's not yelling about fighter jets or leather jogging pants.
Those are weird parallels he's making there. But
yeah, I don't understand. Yeah. Right. That, all that aside, the whole co-creating all these things and, you know, that's...
I don't want to stamp that okay, but I'll just go along with what you're saying there. Okay.
Yeah, I don't...
Well, you can stamp it not so crazy, you know.
Okay.
Right. No, he doesn't sound insane.
Got
but
it.
But what he's saying, still totally insane. But so he's talking about the Donda thing, and there's a whole rant going on. The New York Post has a whole thing. He says that his Donda Academy turns children into geniuses. And so that's why he wants his kids to go there. So he's trying to get the kids to go to his to make a compromise where his kids go to Donda Academy 2 days a week and then regular old school 3 days a week, which if anybody has kids, you may know that little consistency. And keeping up with the homework at two schools? No, thanks.
You don't know, Sarah.
You ain't got the answers, man.
That is true. Yay. Turns out I do not have the answers. Anyway, I didn't co-create any. I mean, I guess I did co-create children. Technically, he's not wrong about that.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. Did you guys ever come across situations as a couple where you felt passionately about one thing or another and he felt differently?
I mean, sure. But it's not, you know, you have to get through that or you don't, right? Like, is that what they broke up over? Is that he was...
Oh, no. I'm sure there was so many reasons to not stay married to that man.
Yeah, probably a long list. Like, you know, one of those scrolls that they hold it up and then they drop it and then the list just, it's like a never ending list.
Anyway, I guess the point I was trying to make with that is I think even couples that are still together will have differences of opinion on where the kids go to school or what.
Sure.
There's all kinds
of stuff. Even what they're allowed to wear or you know, what kind of haircut they're going to get or if we're going to cut their hair or if we're going to circumcise them or all the things that and the thing that's crazy about, well, especially raising kids in general, like you don't know how passionately you feel about something until it comes up. Mm. And then the other person's like, holy, I stepped on a landmine.
Well, I'll tell you, like in with Christina, we didn't talk about kids till we talked about them. You know what I mean? Like it didn't be, and then once we talked about them, I brought up every reason not to have them that I could think of because I was scared. Yeah. It's not that I don't like kids. In fact, I have two of them now and I love them more than anything on the planet. But I also was really scared about all the things that can go wrong, not only within their lives and then therefore your life with them, but within the couple and how things can get. So I also think that, you know, for her, she was like, okay, I hear you, but you're also looking at all the worst case scenarios that could ever happen in the history of the world. And I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they do happen.
Right. Exactly. But she did, you know, her response was, I understand all that, but I also think that you need to lighten up, relax a little.
Right.
All right.
One of the things I always thought about was not just what could go wrong with the kid or go wrong in our relationship, but like the world. You know, it's actually, you look around and it can be downright depressing. And to think about bringing kids in, it's a consideration. It has to be. And how many people are already on this overtaxed planet?
Yep.
Like, we are eating this planet's resources. Don't worry, everyone. It's going to be fine. Just watch a movie on Hallmark. You'll feel all right.
So I didn't hear. Do the kids go to Donda or not? Did he win?
It's unclear.
Ah.
Maybe in the full length interview they'll talk about that. But you know, look, if you're Kim Kardashian, it's not like you don't have help. it's not like you're doing the homework with the kids or, mm-hmm. I mean, for God's sake, they could just hire tutors if they really wanted to. I guess they want their kids to have something of a normal childhood. But it's, I don't know, man. He must be exhausting to deal with. That's, it's like having another, like a bratty genius kid telling you how great they are all the time. I know. I can't even spell it. I'm going to write that down. Creative genius. Okay, I'm out of time. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo and Gardens. Summers are cool at the San Francisco Zoo and Gardens. Beat the heat with over 2,000 exotic, endangered, and rescued animals. And don't miss their adorable new penguin chicks. Advanced reservations required, so visit sfzoo.org today. All right, here's what's happening. If you liked yesterday, you're going to like today.
Awesome. I loved yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Sunny in 70s and 80s, so there you go.
All right.
In the NFL last night, Cleveland beat Pittsburgh. And coming up on Sunday night, it's the night game. The Niners are in Denver at 5:20.
All right.
Aho?
Yeah, I'll definitely be watching that one. I was just thinking that, me and my wife can't go out for that dinner that night because we got the Niner game. So we're going to have to do that Saturday night for sure. Yeah.
I was looking for Go Niners, but that answer also works. Either one
would have
been
perfect. Go Niners. Let's go, baby. Let's get it.
Yeah, okay. There you go. But that's odd. Just Go Niners.
Let's get it.
That's all.
I've never heard of talking like that before. Never disappoints, that guy.
I'm done. I'll see you guys later.
Yeah, you will.
Great, Alex.
Oh, my God, kid.
Good work.
How did he do it? Is he fooling us all?
just for practice sake. Aho?
Go Niners.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I like that he becomes a different person.
Go Niners.
Niners go! Go Niners!
Go.
Oh, that was too fun. Thank you. Very well done, buddy. Good job. All right, where do we go from here? Oh, I said the night is Sunday night. Okay. It's time for nerd news, everyone.
Nerd alert. It's a nerd alert. It's a nerd alert. Nerd alert.
These are some of the best stories in science for this week. How many ants would you guess are there in the world?
I don't think you can count that high.
Whatever you're thinking, it's more.
Yeah.
A study in Germany put the number at 20 quadrillion ants.
Yeah, I think half of those are in my yard right now. Like, there are so many ants in my yard that it is impossible even to speculate how many ants there can possibly be in the world.
That's 20 trillion, or about 2.5 million ants for every human. 2.5 million for every human on the planet. That's how many ants there are.
And some ants are just huge. Big old ants. You know, I thought about, you know, what we would eat in the apocalypse, and I was thinking it's probably going to be ants. You know, you got to catch them, mash them up.
Mash them up?
Yeah. Well, you don't want to, you know, you just, like, make them into crackers.
Isn't there too much dirt mixed in with such tiny little bugs? Like, can't we find something bigger to make? Really?
Use ants? Big ants. Rinse them off.
Well, I see it makes sense. The chimps, you know, they use a twig.
Yeah, yeah. They get them out, and then they lick them off the twig.
Right.
I'm like, listen, there's probably good protein there.
I'm sure.
And if we're desperate, we're going to have to eat the bugs. Don't think about it too hard. Just move on with your day.
I'm going to eat Cheerios anyway. I don't want bugs.
They're not going to have those anymore.
Me and A-Hill will go out and find some chicken for you guys.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Bring it home. I'll kill it.
In space news, James Webb Telescope took wild picture of Neptune, which we talked about yesterday, including its big bright moon overhead. If you didn't get a chance to look at that, go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. We're a direct link to everything NASA.
Everything. First stop for space is the Serengeti launching pad that is known as our Facebook page.
NASA also released audio of a meteorite crashing into Mars. It's the first audio recording of something hitting another planet.
Oh,
and while we're on that subject, next Monday is the big day for NASA's DART mission, short for Double Asteroid Redirection Test. They're crashing a one and a half ton spacecraft into an asteroid at 13,000 miles an hour to see if it changes its orbit. That way, if a big one is ever headed our way, we can possibly deflect it.
This is good news. We do need to make sure we can redirect a giant meteor. We all heard what happened to the dinosaurs.
Allegedly. Yeah. And this one is a little less exciting, in my opinion. In fact, I feel like it might be a miss. It might be another one of those harebrained human ideas that only make things worse. But let's go ahead and report it anyway. A study found that, in theory, it might be fairly cheap and easy to refreeze the North and South Poles to keep global warming at bay. How will they do this, you ask?
How would we do that?
For $11 billion a year, we could have planes spray aerosol in the atmosphere to shield the poles from sunlight.
All right.
I thought aerosol was the problem.
I thought so, too. Like, it's so far from probably the right thing to do that I wish science would just take that back. Just take it back, science. You don't have to come up with a new plan. What? Did we talk about what the aerosol might do if it, like, what are the bad effects of the aerosol?
Yeah.
And
let's play this forward. Then what happens?
Isn't that how we got here, science?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was like something of a propellant that was like eating the ozone layer. Remember the ozone was
even
big
your
when we
deodorant
were kids?
Spray deodorants were considered the enemy
aerosol,
of the environment.
Hairspray, any of the aerosol was bad.
Right. Anyway, there you go. There's another.
I have the sound of the meteorite striking Mars.
Oh, let's hear it.
So
this was one of the rovers captured this? How did we get this?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
Here it is.
Really? It sounds like a cartoon. Let me hear that again.
Oh, right.
Kind of like pooping.
Yeah, someone just flushed a toilet on Mars. That's what happened there.
What's the bubble about? That's weird. Yeah.
I get this part, but not this part.
Is that the reaction of the rover? He's all beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, 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 boop.
And in case you missed it, the U.S. Space Force debuted its official song this week. It's called Semper Supra, which means always above. I didn't hear it, and you don't need to play it.
Oh, I want to hear that. Come on, let's hear it. Semper Supra.
U.S. Space Force song, Semper Supra.
The Space Force. So that's...
On Alice at 97.3.
All right. Well,
okay, well...
I can't wait to hear about like Space Force.
It's like... There it is.
No.
Get out.
This is not...
Get out. Brent's doing jokes. This isn't it.
I'm not doing jokes. This is the first thing that popped up. I don't mind playing it as long as they're not cussing. So let me see if I have another link here.
What is this, 1940?
Yeah, come on. That sounded like It's a Small World. What?
Yeah, this is it.
I want to hear the words.
The invisible front line. War fighters brave and true. Boldly reaching into space. There's no limit to our sky. Standing guard both night and day. With the Space Force from on high.
Oh, what a piece of poo that is.
New Music Friday.
Did our tax dollars pay for that performance?
Yes. It's a reject, guys. I wonder what some of the other contenders were. What? I mean, if that's the one they picked.
In other science stories, I've got the 2022 Ig Nobel winners. You know what?
Ig Nobel.
Ig Nobel. The winners were just announced last week. It's like the Nobel Prize for the silliest, weirdest, and sometimes dumbest scientific pursuits over the past year.
I guess the opposite of the Nobel Prize,
right.
Ig Nobel.
The Ig Nobel. Okay. So here we go. In art history, a study on decorative pottery showed that ancient Mayans giving each other enemas.
Really?
In applied cardiology, a study found that when you click with someone on a first date, your heart rates sync up.
Is that true?
In literature... A study on why legal documents are so unnecessarily hard for us to understand.
That one is actually worthwhile.
In biology, a study on scorpion sex. Some types can shed their tail if necessary, which eventually kills them. But the study found they can still mate before they die. In medicine, a study on why ice cream helps the side effects from chemo.
Does it?
I've never heard that, but apparently...
Me either.
I mean, if that's...
Must be all the fat and cream.
Eat some ice cream. I will. I'd love to.
I would love to.
In a study in Japan, this is in engineering, and a study in Japan on the most efficient way to use your fingers while turning knobs. These are the Ig Nobel.
Can it get any more efficient?
That's what they're after. In physics, a study on how ducklings manage to swim in formation. In economics, researchers used math to explain why success usually has more to do with luck than talent.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, timing plays a role in things, sure. But also being prepared for your big break. Be right. Ready.
Yeah.
Comes up.
But there's tons of talented people who never amount to anything.
Yeah, but you also know talented people who are like, I don't want to go to that. I don't want to do that. I'm not going to try. Yeah.
Right.
And okay.
They're not putting themselves out there.
What do you mean?
They're like, let it come to me.
Yeah. We're supposed to come find you?
Yeah. That I'm right here. If you could stop by.
Give money my address and let them know to stop by.
Yeah. Yes.
Get out of here. Anyway,
in the basement with my genius.
So funny.
That's good. I like that. There's some dumb ones in there.
Yeah.
Some that seem worthwhile.
Did I do this one for you? Tell me if I did this. Stop me if you've heard this. Spam phone calls are the worst. We hate them. We all got on the do not call list and still get those calls.
Yeah.
A guy named Omar Curry runs a small IT company in North Carolina, but I guess he had a lot of free time on his hands early in the pandemic, so he decided to start answering all the telemarketer calls he got so he could threaten to sue them.
Okay.
Like a lot of us, he's on the do not call list, so they're technically not allowed to call him.
Right.
Most people don't jump through the hoops to actually do anything about it. He says he wouldn't suggest other people try this, but he basically, because it was a full-time job, he ended up getting settlements from 20 to 30 different companies for a grand total of $100,000.
Wow.
So he took all that money and just bought a bar in downtown Winston-Salem, and he's calling it the wrong number.
That's great. This is the best story I've ever heard.
Oh, so you hadn't heard it before. I didn't do this to you before.
No, I don't believe
good.
You did
great.
Do that one. That is fantastic. I had no idea you could get a settlement out of these companies, and they actually paid it, and now he's got the money, and he got himself a bit like, this guy changed his life. What a weirdo.
The drink menu at his new bar called The Wrong Number will feature drinks like debt relief and car warranty.
Oh.
You know, sticking with the theme of these phone calls that none of us want to receive.
Right. Marriott Vacations, Bank of America, Ni Hao.
It's very strange. The whole thing. Like, you just I can't believe you're still calling me, hoping that, I mean, I guess scammers just have nothing better to do. Might as well.
Scammers robots, I guess, right? Aren't they all recordings? Half of them?
Yeah, I don't know enough about it. I never fall for that stuff. You may know I don't even have a answering machine on my phone for that reason.
Oh, I do know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've called you. And this person's mailbox is not set up. Goodbye.
Our text number is 800-400-369.
Oh.
415 says, timing is everything. Have you met a hoe? Listen, you people out there, don't miss with a hoe. We love this kid. He's doing a great job.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, Sarah, why did you decide not to send out Secret Show text alerts messages anymore? Just wondering. Thank you.
So the service I was using was just getting jankier and jankier. And then all of a sudden they wanted all this information out of me and it was getting really expensive. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to just back away from that.
It's when did you money. Stop? It seemed like
yesterday.
You were sending the...
Oh, yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They sent out this notice, and like, just to log into the account in order to try to discontinue the service, I had to jump through all these. I mean, it was crazy. I don't want to say the name of the service, but it's, you know, it was fun for a while, and then it just became, I kept getting these bills. I'm like, what the?
And it wasn't working all the time.
It wasn't working. That was another thing. Like, certain carriers wouldn't get it until way too late. Like, my carrier, just I would get it like an hour too late. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
So she signed off yesterday and gave my number out.
Yeah.
People were hitting me up saying, what happened to Sarah? Are you guys fired?
No, we're not fired. I promise you that was something that I had. I got that so that we could alert you to this thing. And and at first it was great and it seemed to work perfectly. And then it just got worse and worse. Forget it. It's fine. Don't worry. You can still get a hold of us at the station. You can get a hold of us through Bryn's 415 Skidlaw number. I mean, it's
funny how many people texted me yesterday when you signed off.
Yeah,
people
sorry. Well, don't worry.
There's a lot.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was a thing, Bryn.
I swear, I thought you were doing that as recent as yesterday. Like, oh, I got to send my, that's everything at the end of the show. Every time you're like, oh, I got to
send out that alert.
Oh.
Yeah, I did it Wednesday, and then Wednesday afternoon, I got this notice from them when I was already kind of pissed at them for just unreliability. It wasn't an awesome service. It was cool at first, just got worse.
So just set your alarms, guys.
Yeah, so,
People
so
are hitting me up.
Quick reminder.
Send the updates for us? No, I'm not going
to. Set yourself an alarm for 5 minutes to 10 so that you can get on the Secret Show stream. Hey, any response to our new placeholder?
No.
We have like a little pre-roll that goes so that you know you're in the right place.
Yeah, I think no response is good news.
Yeah, that is good news.
Otherwise, we get them.
510 says, Guys, Klay Thompson doesn't like to be interviewed. I was listening to the Warriors game last season, and after a game, one of the radio people had to run after him into the locker room to get him interviewed in a post-game follow-up show. Well,
he should feel fine calling us, and we don't do interviews.
Yeah.
We just have fun.
Yeah, just talk to us, Klay.
Yeah, Klay. Reason.
Vinny, you might want to check out Warriors Instagram and see Klay dance and take his boat out on the bay. It's the latest post. I just referenced that when she was talking about that. The boat. I was like, yeah, Klay Thompson will buy sea
Vinny,
bass.
Wait, you got to buy seafood, and then you got to follow Klay Thompson. Just be like, Klay! Klay!
And then 415 says, you guys could probably get fake Klay. Remember fake Klay? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, there was
a guy who looked like him and walked right in.
Walked right through security. Was shooting baskets.
Yeah, two times, though. This is the second time.
Crazy.
When they banned him.
Mm. All right. Well, if we can't get real Klay, fake Klay wouldn't buy. I mean, maybe that'd be fun.
We'll take fake Klay.
All right.
Fake Klay is also huge. Like big dolls on YouTube. That guy is like, he has a lot of followers and makes a lot of dough. He walks around giving out like thousands of dollars to people just for his YouTube channel. That's what he does.
Fake Klay?
Mm-hmm, fake Klay. He's actually big dolls. So he'll go up to people and say, hey, can you spare like a buck? I'm starving or something. They'll say, a lot of people go no. And so he goes, all right, no problem. And if they give him a dollar, he'll match $100. So some people will give him a five, he'll give him $500. You know?
Whoa!
Yeah. And that's what his content usually is. It's not always about fake Klay.
So if fake Klay walks up to you, give him money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really, if anyone does, you just never know what people are doing for their YouTube pages.
Right. You never know. Make it rain.
Yikes.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!